It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's keys to the game.
We're doing a hell of a job. We're resilient, we're moving on, and we're playing our ass off. It's an NFL football game right here.
105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this featured artist Friday, Chicago. Got the American League East report coming up here in a matter of minutes. Eric Edholm, NFL.com, top of the hour. But the Ravens are looking for their first victory of 2024. They are favored on the road at Dallas, coming off a blowout loss themselves at home to the New Orleans Saints. Let's get the keys from Vinny Serrato himself. Vinny, first of all, how you feeling after yesterday?
Feel good, Bob. I'll tell you what, the procedure went extremely well. He said he got everything out of there, so I shouldn't have any arrhythmia anymore. So we'll know in a couple weeks for sure. But, yeah, that was good. And, Bob, let me just say this. All the people there, like, I texted you, like, when I was getting wheeled down, because the lady who was taking me down, you know, to surgery or to the room, she goes, I love listening to you guys. And she says, you tell Haney he's my favorite because I'm from Baltimore and so is he.
Damn right. Let's make this happen. That's great to hear, and I'm glad you're doing well. And fingers crossed moving forward. But let's get these fingers crossed, Vinny, for the Ravens trying to pick up this first win. Give us them keys, trying to avoid an 0-3 start, which would be an absolute disaster for them.
Yeah, Bob, I watched Dallas film this morning, and I watched the game, Dallas's game last week against New Orleans. I mean, it was so bad that I said, they can't be that bad. I got to watch the Cleveland game, too. Now, number one key I got is don't let CeeDee Lamb beat you. To me, he's the only weapon that they have. Nobody else scares me. Nobody else scares me on that offense other than CeeDee Lamb. And number two, secondary, please show up. Please show up. You know, I mean, Stevens, you got to show up. And Marlon, you got to have better effort than you had in that second half. And Hamilton, time for you to be the all-pro again, man, and be all over the field. Marcus Williams needs to get some picks.
What's Hamilton's malfunction so far through two games? Because he missed with a back earlier. Did you notice a guy that might be laboring a little bit or no?
I don't know. He's been missing tackles, and he just hadn't been making impact plays yet.
Right.
And I can't figure out exactly why. He doesn't seem to be. They used him a little bit more this past week in different places. And maybe if Wiggins is back and they can put Humphrey on the inside, Bob, and then they can use Hamilton a little bit more, you know, that's a possibility. But he and Roquan too, those two guys when we come in on Monday, we got to say, yeah, those guys look like they looked last year.
Right.
You know, we hadn't said that this year yet because we've said both of them. Both of them hadn't played up to their capabilities. And I think Orr said that yesterday. I don't know how much you guys played, Bob, but listen to that interview. I mean, you know, he was making a lot. He was saying a lot, but really saying nothing because he knew they didn't play well.
Accountability. We heard that a lot
here. Yeah. All right, then make Dak move around. He's not as accurate if he moves around. And Bob, they're two tackles. Dallas's two tackles, left tackle, right tackle. They're not that good. They're not that good, so they should be able to get pressure. And the center, I wasn't impressed with the center at all. I think inside, Travis Jones and Pierce, they're going to get some pressure up the middle. And if so, and they can get Dak to move to his left, I think then he's not as accurate. I think that'll be a big part of it too. Number four is offense over 150 yards rushing. And they should. I mean, Bob, I sent you some clips of fundamentally, Dallas's defense was horrible. Horrible. They got hooked. And it wasn't just the outside guy getting hooked. It was the defensive tackle getting hooked. The linebackers get hooked. Kamara, he runs 15 yards without even getting touched to the end zone. It was embarrassing. And their effort was terrible. It's got to be better this week. It's got to be, because they look like they didn't want to be there. And their defensive tackle, whoever number 58 is, he looks like a littler guy. I'm telling you, he was awful. Awful.
Mozzie Smith.
The O-line can knock some people off the ball a little bit.
Mozzie Smith is number 58.
Yeah, Mozzie wasn't too good, Bob. And then I've got over 65 yak yards. Dallas didn't tackle well. I didn't think they tackled well in either game. So, and we've got guys that can make people miss. You know, I mean, Flowers is good at that. Likely's really good at that. Bateman's good at that. So, 65 yak yards, I think that's a definite possibility because they're secondary. I mean, Diggs is a gambler because he wants to get interceptions, but he doesn't have great speed. The two safeties don't run that well. I mean, New Orleans hit them both safeties deep. Too deep. They hit them on a post route, and the receiver was behind them. So I think they can get those yak yards. And last but not least, Bob, this one may be tough. Have the better kicker.
Well, if it goes beyond 50 right now, disadvantage Ravens based on recent history.
Oh,
right?
No doubt. Dallas kicker, he's Aubrey's 8-for-8. And I think last week, Bob, the only kicker to miss over a 50-yarder was Tucker. Otherwise, every other one over 50 was made.
And Tucker used to be the automatic dude from beyond 50. So, Vinny, we're about to do the picks here in a couple minutes since we have you on the phones. Give us your pick for the Ravens game against Dallas and tell us why you're picking that particular team to get the W here.
I'm going to take the Ravens. I think the Ravens are going to be able to run the ball, and I think they're going to make some plays offensively in the pass game, that number one offense. So I think, and especially to the left side. Bob, have we heard anything about any changes in the offensive line?
No. Saleh was not at practice again today. That doesn't really affect things in regards to the starters. But in regards to who's going to be there starting five against Dallas, no idea. Expectations are that they still think Lele will be at right guard there.
Well, he's going against a littler guy, so maybe, and just run left because I think they're going to be able to get outside. I think Henry has a big day. I got 27-17. I hope they don't score 17, but I think the Ravens can score 27 and possibly more. I mean, New Orleans had 35 at the half. So run the football, play action pass. Run and play action pass. That's what I see a lot of this week.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.